Hi, this is John Bartlett, co-host of the Shofar Ministries Hour, and I want to tell you about Mullet Masonry. Working with either brick, block, or stone, their work is impeccable, earning them a great reputation. They service residential, like chimneys and restorations, as well as the bigger commercial-type jobs. They're located in Geauga County, but will service any of the surrounding areas. They're experienced, they do great work, they're affordable, and they're very nice as well. Need a free estimate? Call Chad Mullet at 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. Give them a try next time you need any facet of masonry work. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep Shofar Ministries on the air. So be sure to tell Chad you heard about him right here on WHKW Christian Radio. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and Shabbat Shalom to all of you who are listening live, as well as on the World Wide Web, WHKWRadio.com. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host today, with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford, whose favorite thing to do is to share those biblical gold nuggets, particularly about the end times. And I hope you're taking notes, too. And listen, you can always re-listen to the show later in the week at shofarministries.net. So, as we do every week, let's begin with a prayer and ask God for his blessing on this program. And we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to open our eyes to what you have to say to us from your word. We ask you, too, if you would comfort those who mourn this week, and you would heal those that are backsliding or even on the path of backsliding, and bring them back to you, bring them back into your fold, and so we can all meet together in the air when that shofar is sounded. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, John. And Shabbat Shalom to you. And Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, John, I'm really glad that you prayed for backsliders today because, you know, I was a backslider, and I think maybe you were too.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that if you are struggling and wondering why you pulled back from God, and it really is you, it's not him, and it's usually because you're not in the Word. And I'm talking about really sitting down and studying the Word. There's a difference, too, between just casually reading it, you know, like when you're laying down and you're about to fall asleep, that type of thing. But when you really want to learn about God, you need to be sitting in an upright position with a dictionary, Strong's Concordance or whatever your Bible preference is, and actually take at least one word out of every single verse and look it up. Write it down on a piece of paper, write the number and everything down, and then continue on. Also, when you see an A, B, or C, when you're reading the verse, look up those A, Bs, and Cs, and because you're going to see that actually other places of the Bible confirm what you're reading, or sometimes really explain it more thoroughly. So those are just two little hints for you. And I can tell you that when I backslid, nobody stressed the importance of the Bible. They said to read it. They told me I didn't have to read Leviticus, by the way. I think that's a hoot because that's really an important book. And of course, I didn't. I took their advice. But basically, nobody really told me how important it was to study the Word of God. So I would read it casually, and then, of course, I never really got a lot out of it. I didn't remember most of the things that I read, and it was just really hard for me. And then before I knew it, when trouble came along, I was not prepared. I did not have all my armor on. And the only way you can get your armor on is to read the Word. Jesus is the armor. He is the Word of God. You can pray till the cows come home for your armor. But unless you're reading the Word of God, that's the only way you're going to get it on. So I didn't have it on.
You forgot to mention, before you start studying your Bible, turn off your phone.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, turn
for
it
sure.
Off.
Thank you for that extra little added.
Because that will ring, guaranteed.
Oh, guaranteed. And somebody will need your help that's got a flat tire just down the road. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, that's the enemy. The enemy will do anything to keep you out of the Word of God. Absolutely in anything. So, tip to backsliders. And then when I, what I just said, of course, but when I came back to the Lord, the first thing I did was really start studying. And I studied with the last book of the Bible because I'm a student, too. Okay, went to college, and I know that all the answers are in the back of textbooks. So I have a tendency of reading the last book, the last chapter. And I did that this time, too. But, boy, what a great thing that was, because the book of Revelation just inspired me so to start looking at all the other verses that, of course, there were A, B's, and C's on, and all the other prophet books, and it really inspired me then to want to study more. And I think if you're having a hard time, study the prophet books. When you start seeing how close we are for his return, which is what really this show is all about. It's more, you know, end time prophecy Bible stuff than anything else.
And
but
they are,
it's inspiring.
It's inspiring, and the prophets are so neglected, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think the reason is because people are afraid they wouldn't be able to understand them.
Yes.
You know, and casual reading, probably can't.
Well, that's why I took your Isaiah course. That's why I took it.
Many years ago.
And, yes, many years ago. And also your Revelation course, which I don't know if that's available
on your site,
but I'll tell you what, that was one heck of a course.
Needs a little updating, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
But
I've never understood it as well as you did a line-by-line expository teaching on the book of Revelation, and I'll tell you, that book went from being very blurry for me into sharp focus.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the easiest books I've ever studied.
Yeah, it turned out to be once you approach it with a study-type attitude and not just a read and use your
imagination. I actually do have
attitude.
It on CD. Someone was kind enough to take my tapes and put it on CD for me, but it's about 3 or 4 years old. Not that the book of Revelation ever gets old, just some of the things I say, you know, Clinton's in office, stuff like that.
Oh.
But it's available if somebody wants to listen, of course. I also want to tell people that I'll be speaking at the Chardon Middlefield Women's Aglow next Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. And, of course, I know that's kind of early for a lot of people.
Oh,
and then I'll be rushing from there to here to do the radio show.
Wow. And hey, guess what? You can call Sheila, and she will come out to your church or your group. Maybe you have a Bible study group. Call her at 440-834-9006.
I sure will, because there's so many churches that really don't get into end-time prophecy. And, again, because it does take a little more time, and pastors are pretty busy with the cares of the parishioners and things like that. And,
sure.
So that's what I'm for, you know, and I go visiting.
Yes, and I've seen you. I've caught you doing it a number of times.
I also want to remind people that this is a listener-supported broadcast, and we are still looking for 9 more pledges to pledge $100 a month. That's just $25 a week to help us stay on the air. And, of course, we are thankful for any donations, okay?
We still need 9 more pledges of $100 per month, and that would pretty much take care of it, right?
Yes, it would. I wouldn't have to be burdened with that.
If you are being fed, if you're benefiting from the teaching you hear on this program, please prayerfully consider supporting us.
Yeah, and you know what, folks? We're really not kidding.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Just so you know. Well, we got that out of the way. Let's. What's it? There's been a lot of things going on in the news. What's gone on this week that's really fitting into that prophetic scenario that's predicted in God's Word?
Right. Well, you know, we weren't here last week because I had to do that wedding, so I wasn't able to really talk much about the flotilla incident.
Yes.
So I want to comment on that, too. But I think the main thing is happening is that we are getting confirmation big time that all the nations will come against Israel, just like the Bible says that they will.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my gosh, when I watch the news and see some of the people, what they say, like that Helen Thomas, my goodness, that was awful. Saying, let them go back home. And the guy said, well, where's home?
What did she say?
Poland, Germany.
Germany. Oh,
but you know what? We can still chuckle about it because we know who laughs in the heavens, don't we, John?
That's right.
You betcha. He's looking at all this and he's going,
and he's
you
laughing.
Idiots.
Yep.
So, but we know it's going to happen. But the thing about it is we're seeing it happen. Our generation is seeing all the pieces really fit into this puzzle.
We're definitely not happy that Israel is being, you know, the nations are turning their back. We're not. That does not make us happy.
I know.
That's sad.
Exactly.
But what makes us happy about that is that we know we are very close to the returning of Jesus for his church.
Right. But Israel's facing hypocrisy and a biased rush to judgment. That's for darn sure. It's like they proven guilty before they're proven guilty.
Right.
But anti-Semitism is flourishing. It's big time, all everywhere. And, of course, this was confirmed with the flotilla episode, which, by the way, do you know what the definition of flotilla is? It's just a series of little ships.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's really all that is.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, well, first of all, let me mention, too, that last year, before I get into that, last year, Israel acted to stop Hamas from firing thousands of rockets into Israel's towns and cities. And Hamas was firing on their civilians while hiding behind civilians, okay? They were like, hide behind the people so that they would get killed first, and then the news would say, look what Israel's doing to the poor people.
Yes.
Okay? And Israel went to unprecedented lengths to avoid Palestinian civilian casualties. They really did try. Yet, it was Israel and not Hamas that was accused of by the UN of war crimes. Now, regrettably, the same thing is happening. The facts are this. Hamas is smuggling thousands of Iranian rockets, missiles, and other weapons into Gaza. Everybody knows that. And, of course, it's in order to fire on Israel's major cities. I think last year was something like 7,000 missiles shot from Gaza. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But under international law and under common sense and common decency, Israel has every right to interdict this weaponry and to inspect the ships that might be transporting them. And that's what they were doing. They have already interdicted vessels bound for Hezbollah and for Hamas from Iran, containing hundreds of tons of weapons. So Israel simply cannot permit the free flow of weapons and war materials to Hamas from the sea. They had to do what they're doing. It's a blockade. They're stopping the ships, just checking for weapons.
That's right.
Okay? And then all the humanitarian aid can go into Gaza, which, by the way, they have plenty, and that's a whole other story.
Wow.
Okay. Israel permits Iran. Can Israel permit Iran to establish a Mediterranean port? This is what they want to do, just miles away from Tel Aviv and from Jerusalem.
Wow.
How can they do that? Can't do that.
Hmm.
And neither the international community should want to do it either. Okay, because it does affect Europe, if I'm remembering the map correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Iran puts a port there. They can hit Europe just as well as Israel. The same countries that are criticizing Israel today should know that they too can be targeted at any time. So, for this and many other reasons, Israel must inspect these cargoes heading into Gaza. Israel's policy is very simple. Humanitarian and other goods can go in. But weapon material cannot.
Hmm.
And as I said just a second ago, Gaza really is having no humanitarian crisis. I've seen some pictures.
Depends on who you get your news from, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. Everybody's biased, of course.
Right.
But the pictures that I saw, I mean, their stores are overflowing with produce and lots of goods, and they didn't look like they were hurting much.
Hmm.
Actually, I understand that each week, even an average of 10,000 tons of goods, humanitarian aid, goes into Gaza. And there's no shortage of food at all.
Wow.
And there's no shortage of medicine.
So that Israel inspecting that flotilla and the unfortunate incident of 9 people dying in the process, they had every right to do that then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
Everybody knows it. But Israel made several offers to deliver the goods after they examined them to Gaza after security inspection. And even Egypt made similar offers, but all those offers were rejected time and time again.
Hmm. I feel that those Palestinians living in Gaza, they're being used by Hamas.
Oh, absolutely. The thing about it is that they had an election and they elected Hamas.
And they elected them, but they're being
maybe
used.
Maybe they were coerced to do that, too.
They could have been.
You know, who knows?
They're used for photo ops. And
But back to Israel. They had no choice but to board the vessels. Now, on the first 5, there was no problem, okay? And it wasn't until the sixth one that these guys were waiting for him.
Is that when that's when the incident happened, huh?
Yeah, so. They were waiting for him, and they attacked him. And they were surprised because the first five went along fine. And then the last one, well, you saw some of the movies probably.
I didn't see, but I listened to a lot of the reports on the radio.
They were met with a vicious mob, okay? They were stabbed, they were clubbed, fired upon. One was shot in the stomach, one was shot in the knee.
Wow.
And they were going to be killed, and so they had to act in self-defense. I mean, they just boarded with paint guns or something, but, of course, they did have their weapon on the side of their leg like they always do anytime.
Wow.
So, but it is very clear to most that the attackers had prepared their violent action in way in advance, and they were members of an extremist group that have supported international terrorist organizations as well as Hamas. They brought with them, of course, on the ship, these terrorists, big knives, steel rods, weapons, and they chanted battle cries against the Jews. And you can hear that on the tapes that have been more recently released.
Hmm.
And by the way, I understand that this sixth ship didn't really even have any humanitarian aid there. It was mostly weapons.
Wow.
Okay, that came out yesterday, I believe. These seamen were in crystal clear danger, okay? So, again, if you're a fair-minded observer and you look at those videos, you know it also. So it's amazing that the international community, though, just don't care. They're saying Israel did it wrong.
Yes, Israel's always the bad guy in the international community eyes. Most of them, not all feel that, but the mainstream media definitely paints Israel as an aggressor.
Right. And again, that's just proving that the Bible is truth. Mm-hmm. All nations will come against Israel. And nations is just another word for people.
Yes.
Okay. It's just sad that they're held to a double standard. And then we have our dear president, who I always try to contain myself. but it's obvious that he doesn't like Israel. It's so obvious to me. He kowtows to terrorist groups. It's so awful. This week, he actually swooned over Abbas. Now, that's the Palestinian president, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you know, with the photo ops and the shaking of hands and the big dinners and everything like that, then he pledges them $400 million more of our tax dollars, saying it's for humanitarian purposes. That's just not true. It's a bunch of bunk. The Arabs have more money than we'll ever have, especially now. And a lot of others give to the Palestinians, Arabs, and even Europe. Okay? Anyway, I just don't like the idea that our money is going to terrorists.
I don't either, and I think it might contain a, you might get a little reaction from heaven, a little consequence for doing that?
Well, we have talked in the past
about
the book Eye to Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think it's pretty amazing that within a month after he snubbed Israel.
Netanyahu.
Yes. Bad time. It was awful. I mean, no pictures, nothing.
But within a month, what happened?
The explosion in the Gulf.
In the Gulf.
From the VP.
And now we have the worst environmental disaster I think this country's ever seen. It's turning into.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I'm not saying that's all, you know, but I'm just saying, wow, you know. So, anyway, something else that we did, too, and, again, I don't know the real good details, but I understand that Obama got upset with Israel over taking that sixth ship. And he apparently told Israel to stop the blockade for any further ships. Israel said, no way.
I know.
So then I understand Obama got mad, and he actually, this is the kind of money that we really want to use, but he stopped the money going to Egypt, who was building a steel wall at one of their borders. I think it was the Philly route or something like that, to stop Hamas from getting into Gaza from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a good thing. So what I understand is Obama said, okay, no more money. They can't finish it. And,
wow,
of course, that will allow Hamas,
wow,
to get in there.
Yes.
And, of course, there's tunnels and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I'm just absolutely shocked. It's,
and that's just Gaza.
That
we're not even talking. That's not even the mention up on the northern border with Lebanon, the tunnels,
right,
that may be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what, you know, I come to the conclusion that I think he really does hate Israel. But what can I say? You know, I don't know his heart, and I don't want to judge him. But I'm thinking that he knows that war is about to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's thinking that the Muslims are going to win.
It's either that, or I think he's this. Now, I like to put a good face on everything and think that perhaps President Obama is, this is all a show, so as to, so the Arab nations won't think that we're involved, but we will be secretly behind the scenes backing Israel. And I want to put, you know, there's always that chance.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Well, you know, 2 weeks ago, we've been talking about Psalm 83 and how I believe that there is a war that's going to start very soon. And when we come back from the break, I think we're just going to review that real quick for the people that maybe didn't get to hear that, because this is the next big event I believe that's going to happen, possibly even within the next month or so.
Oh, is that the psalm by Asaph or Asaph?
Asaph, yeah.
Asaph, and we found out, too. We looked him up. We did our homework and found out that he was considered a prophet.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
A Levite and a prophet.
A Levite and a prophet.
And it's obvious by his writings that that's true.
Yes.
Okay.
As well as David. Anyway, the lines will be open when we come back if you have a question, particularly on end times eschatology. And please limit that to just one question. The phone number is 216-901-0933. Let me say that again. 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. Now, since we cover such a big area on this radio station, we would like, both of us would like to visit you at your church for an evening of messianic worship and a timely message. So tell your pastor and ask him to give us a call at 440-834-9006. And I'd also like to add, Shofar Ministries is a non-denominational 501c3. That was easy.
You got your tongue today.
Yes, I guess so. All your gifts, that means simply that all your gifts are tax deductible. And, of course, donations are really needed to stay on the air. So, really, folks, if you like this forum with solid Bible teaching, please send your donations to P.O. Box 513 in Burton, 44021, or you can give through the shofarministries.net site there and use PayPal, and you can purchase the teaching DVDs, especially on the spring feast, for a donation of only $15.
That's right. And again, we do need your help out there. 9 more people pledging $100 a month, and then we could handle the rest and renew our contract. And you can call in the pledge if you want to on the air, and or you can just call and give Joe your information. Or perhaps you'd like to sponsor the show by advertising your company, or even just refer someone who could. So you can reach me later for details, 440-834-9006.
And where are you going to hear a show like this? I think we're the only one doing what we do on the air. So once again, those numbers for you to call in, 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. Stay with us now. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and we'll be right back after a short break and a great song by yours truly entitled Sparrow. So,
by John Bartlett.
Yes.
Let's talk about one of the sponsors to this program, which helps us a lot, and that, of course, is the Alexandria School for Nannies. Do you love children, John?
Yes, I do. I've got quite a few grandchildren.
Yes, I have 7, and I love little babies. But anyway, I have a friend, and she's a listener of this program, and she's the mother of 5 and grandmother of 3, and she has recently attended the Alexandria School for Nannies, and now she's certified as a newborn care specialist. And she's enjoyed her education so much, she is now enrolled in their accelerated program for nannies. So if you would like to work with children while adding to your family's income, which is really kind of important these days, call Carolyn at 440-781-7531. And of course, if you are in need of that special person to watch your precious children, the number is the same, 440-781-7531. Again, if you love children and would like to find out more about the opportunities that are waiting for you as a professional nanny, one more time, call Carolyn, 781-7531. Okay, so let me ask you, how many times have you ever been asked if you knew a good Christian attorney? Well, now you have an answer. A legal representative for over 35 years, Dennis Kastelak of Chardon, Ohio, has a great reputation for honesty and integrity and is now a sponsor of the Shofar Ministries Hour. So if you still need to get that will, need financial counseling, or any legal matter, give Dennis a call at 440-285-3511. That's 440-285-3511.
You've heard Andy Willoughby for years now.
How in the world are you anyway?
Andy is one of the most successful self-made businessmen in the country, and he's helped thousands start their own businesses. What you may not know is that Andy is also a big believer in helping the less fortunate. Now Andy is bringing these two worlds together with the Three-Step Plan Goodness Project. He can show you how to start a charitable enterprise while creating your own business that could provide a sizable income. This program has already delivered over 1 million meals to starving children and built lucrative businesses for thousands of Americans. With the Three-Step Plan Goodness Project, your own business will be built by providing meals scientifically formulated to meet the specific needs of starving children. To find out how you could work from home and feed hungry children around the world, call 800-535-9010. A Goodness Project member will share this simple concept. Call 800-535-9010. That's 800-535-9010. Or go to SalemGoodnessProject.com.
When the wolves from the credit card company come knocking at your door, it takes a toll on everyone. The associates of the Debt Relief Desk want you to know you don't have to do this alone. In 1 5-minute free consultation, you can discover how debt negotiation can work to relieve the burden of overwhelming credit debt or medical bills. Get a professional debt negotiator to stand between you and your creditors. The Debt Relief Desk. Relief starts here. Call today. 800-375-1165. 800-375-1165.
Here's your book. Good luck with it. You're a Christian writer looking to self-publish. Why on earth should you choose Zulon Press? A better question might be why in heaven? They're the Christian self-publishing specialist. Zulon Press knows the market, has the connections, and sells more Christian books than any other self-publishing company. Learn more. Visit ChristianPublishing.com for your free guide to Christian publishing. Do that, and you'll find out about the specialty publisher who says, here's your Christian book, now let's make it a success. ChristianPublishing.com.
Keep me in all of your paths, Lord, and make your ways known to me. Keep me as close as the dew is to the grass, as the sand is to the sea. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Your word is like a fountain, and it feeds the river of life. It gives grace to all the living, and it gives me joy inside. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I see your your face, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Make me as one of your sheep, Lord, and I'll no longer stray, and I'll feed with the flock in your pasture, and I'll do all that you say. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky, and when I leave this earth, O Lord, I won't have to die. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky, and with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly. And with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly.
Ooh, welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. That song was by
you.
Me. And I had fun doing it. And
oh,
that was,
I love that song.
If you need a copy of that, give us a call. We'll get you a copy. You can take it off our website.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Copy it off of there. It's free.
Right. Amen to that. Amen to that. We thank you, John.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention something, too, because it's an article that I actually took out of my newsletter that's going out next week. But the same person that wrote the book Eye to Eye, he recently had a paper out, and his name is author Bill Koenig. Bill Koenig, actually. And it was about today's Ground Zero in New York. John, you remember where the Twin Towers stood?
Yes.
Okay, well, right where they stood, long time ago, was actually a chapel. And George Washington and all the leaders in, like, 1789, they actually prayed and gave thanks to God in that chapel.
Wow.
In that spot.
And the very same spot the towers were.
That's right. And what's interesting is that George Washington that day gave a stern warning that they must keep their eyes on God, or America would fail. But what's even more remarkable is he found out through some writings that the date of these prayers in 1789 was on September 11th.
Oh, my God.
Lordy.
Yes.
Coincidence?
Now, I don't think so. And, you know, that's a good example of some of the little goodies that are in your newsletter. And if you donate to Shofar Ministries, that will automatically put you on the list.
It surely will.
Receive that newsletter, and your little gems
either by
like that.
Snail mail or email, whatever way you want to receive it.
Yeah.
Okay. I also wanted to tell you something that happened last week, that you know that the U.N. makes people sign this non-proliferation treaty, and it has something to do with nuclear weapons.
Right, right.
And that kind of thing.
We won't make any more nuclear weapons if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, they have always tried to get Israel to sign that. And in the past, Israel is, well, the United States always vetoes that because everybody knows Israel's such a small country, they're not going to use it unless they really have to.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to have a deterrent, okay?
Yes.
So all the United States presidents have always vetoed that, and it's always been fine. This year, last week, I believe, or the week before, is the first time that an American president went against Israel by siding with the UN nations and did not veto that they would have to sign the non-proliferation treaty. First time ever.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And that will open the door for more, I think, calamities to occur here.
I'm wondering. Well, you know, I don't have the highest hopes for America. I think after the rapture, I think they will, someone will attack it. Iran and Russia, whatever. I really believe that.
George Washington was right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the majority of America is forgetting God.
Yeah.
And they are putting him at least maybe on the back burner. And their lives, most of our lives are really taken up with the pursuit of money and jobs and careers and raising families and getting married. But, you know, God should be on the first thing.
Amen. You know, a lot of times people ask me, well, why do you think that? And I actually do have a scripture that confirms that I believe the United States will be pretty much annihilated,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is why it's imperative that we're out there telling people what's going to happen.
Yes.
So that those that are not going to be saved before we leave in the rapture, they will get on their knees immediately when they recognize that what we've been telling them is truth,
mm-hmm.
because they probably will die, and
yes.
they need to have that prayer done before that happens.
Yes.
But there's a scripture in Jeremiah 30:11 that I will read to you. And, of course, the Lord is speaking through Jeremiah. He says, "For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you." He's talking to Israel. "Though I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you."
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know how many Jews are in the United States.
Yes, we do.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say, "Yet I will not make a complete end of you." And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we know that no matter what the enemy tries to do to Israel, Israel will always be.
Yes.
He goes on, though. He says, "But I will correct you in justice
mm-hmm.
and will not let you go altogether unpunished."
Right.
And it's sad because not only, you know, scriptures like this, but they had their Torah in Deuteronomy where God said, "You go whoring after other gods, you will not be blessed anymore."
Yeah.
Very simple. And so it's been that way.
And why shouldn't it be any different for us?
Correct.
Here in the United States.
I mean,
we've been given, the Christian church in the United States has been given some wonderful pastors and preachers and teachers and some wonderful revivals, and we have no excuse.
No, we have absolutely no excuse. And to see the moral decline, even since I was a child,
yes.
is absolutely amazing.
Because we've forsaken the teachings of our parents.
I mean, John, I actually remember watching TV where they had married people had to have two twin beds, like Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
Yeah,
they couldn't even sleep together.
I know. That was far more modesty. I remember the cartoons that I watched growing up. Instead, they wouldn't even use the word, particularly, I think of Rocky and Bullwinkle, but instead of saying something like, "Holy cow,"
mm-hmm.
they felt that that was kind of blasphemous. So they would mm-hmm. say, like, "Hokey smokes," instead
yeah.
of "Holy smokes."
Sure.
And there was just that kind of a sensitivity to the Lord that was Absolutely. Even in secular things like
Absolutely.
That. So,
well, it's certainly gone now.
Yes, it is.
But back to Israel, ballistic missiles and rockets are right now pointed at Israel from Hezbollah up in Lebanon
mm-hmm.
and Damascus in Syria.
Yes.
Things are brewing, John, and war, I believe, is about to happen.
Yes.
Because basically, Israel's enemies really do think that they can take Israel and wipe them out.
And that's because last week, like you talked, or the week before, when we talked about how they did, they tried to get Hezbollah in Lebanon,
they did.
They kind of were told they couldn't fight, or they had to tie one hand behind their
yeah.
back, and
yeah.
their enemies perceived that as a weakness, and so
they
now
did.
They're emboldened.
They did. And right. I think really that's why God allowed that to happen.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. when the rubber meets the road, prophecy has to be fulfilled.
Right.
Otherwise, God's a liar.
Right.
Okay? So these things have to happen, and there is a war, I believe, that's going to happen very soon, maybe this summer, and it will be the immediate neighbors of Israel, the closest and surrounding enemies,
mm-hmm.
and that, of course, is Psalm 83. And I know that I've talked about that a few weeks ago, but I know not everybody gets to listen to the show every week, and I know that not everybody has computers so they can go and re-listen.
Right.
So I just thought I would mention it again because it's top priority in the news to me.
Yes.
You know, that these enemies are getting such pride. Israel's immediate neighboring enemies, I believe, will soon either attack, or if Israel decides to do something with the nuclear weapons over in Iran, that will be the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is talk that actually Egypt is going to help Israel to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, again, they won't be able to do much because Iran is saved for later, we know, the War of Gog and Magog. But they can certainly stall their proceedings, you know, and I think that's what they're planning on doing. I'm not sure how it's going to start or what's going to happen, but I know that their immediate neighbors, the ones that are mentioned in Psalm 83, are going to be excited about that so that they can attack Israel and have a good reason to.
Yes. Well, that's good. That's good to hear nice something nice about Egypt for a change.
Well, and again, even though if you read Psalm 83, you'll see all the, again, the immediate neighbors, okay?
The bordering neighbors.
Right. Yes. And I'll just go over
and
that.
And those
real
that
quick.
Live among, within their borders, too.
Right. Right. Oh, absolutely. Hamas is in Gaza, but they're, you know, in the West Bank also.
Right.
And, of course, so is the Fatah and all the other factions.
So these are the real close enemies.
Yeah, right on top of them, practically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, but basically, Edom is mentioned in Psalm 83. And we have not only the tents of Edom, but we have the descendants of Esau, which is just about everybody, really. Let's look at that.
Well, yeah, the tents of Edom, it says.
Okay. The tents of Edom, right now, actually, there's still tents in Jordan from the Palestinians that escaped Israel at the 1948 war, actually.
And they're still in the tents. By the way, this is Psalm 83, and that's verse 6, in case you're wondering where we are.
Yeah, they're still in tents. Now, some of them have built some, like, block type of housing, very demolished looking though, because they want the world to look on them as, look what Israel did to these poor people.
Right.
When in fact they were told to leave by the enemy because they felt that they were going to take Israel again.
Yes.
And they, of course, were wrong.
Yes.
So then these Palestinians are still over there, and they're called refugees today, and they're in refugee camps. But the Arabs could help them. They got plenty of money. They could give them nice houses and take care of them. Mm-hmm. But again, they want the sympathy role to be played.
Well, didn't what was in that quote you said before? Is it never waste a good crisis?
Absolutely. So the tents of Edom are actually in Jordan, which is the neighboring on the right side or on the eastern side of Israel. Okay. Now then, of course, we have the Ishmaelites, and that is the descendants of Ishmael. But what's also interesting, even with that, is that Esau himself married the daughter of Ishmael.
Oh,
okay. So there's some crossbreeding there.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're relatives.
Yes. And then we have Moab, which, again, is the middle of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you have the Hagrites, which is Hagar in Egypt. And I want to specifically say again that when Israel wins this war of Psalm 83 and their borders are expanded, that it will still only be up to the Nile River.
Mm-hmm.
After the Nile River, or I would say that on the western side of the Nile River,
right,
it will still be Egypt.
Yes.
Okay, and Egypt, again, is mentioned in the Millennial Kingdom. So we see that they're not, you know, they're kind of playing the middle right here today, especially. But they don't like Iran. Hosni Mubarak, which is the president of Egypt, doesn't like Iran either and wants to.
Yeah, they're a little too, their government is a little too radical for even him.
Yeah.
So.
And he's getting old, by the way, you know. Yeah. He's, and I hear that he's kind of ill, you know. And, of course, they have a peace treaty with Israel.
Yes.
It was signed by Sadat back in, when, do you remember, 80s?
Oh, no.
Maybe
no,
79
it was,
or something.
Yeah, it was in the 70s,
okay,
I believe.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But, of course, a few months later, he was killed.
He was killed, yes.
But Mubarak took over, and he's sort of, I mean, he's never even visited Israel except for one funeral. Okay, so he's sort of like tried to play the middle of the road. You know, he doesn't want to go really against Israel. Maybe he knows better.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, then we have Gebel, which is the area of Lebanon. We have Ammon, which is the northern part of Jordan. Amalek, that we traced again, is the descendants of Esau and those the Hamas, easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Philistia, which is, of course, just another name for the Gaza Strip, where the Philistines used to be.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep.
And the inhabitants of Tyre, which is also Lebanon. Then we have Assyria, verse 8, which is today Syria, and maybe the northern part of Iraq. Okay? And So there we have all the immediate neighbors. And those really right on top of Israel who are going to all come together.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to attack Israel. And Israel's going to win.
Yes. and it is prophetic. In verse 4, it says, they say, come, let's wipe us, wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more.
Right.
That is a very prophetic verse. In case you're wondering about the authenticity of the prophetic nature of this psalm, that's putting words in their mouth. Now, God wouldn't do that unless they were saying that. And they are actually saying
words
today.
Out of Akhmai Dinjad.
Come, let us wipe them out as a nation.
He's still saying it almost daily.
Yes.
Yeah. So something's brewing. They're getting ready. Psalm 83 has got to be fulfilled because nowhere in there, in that area of Psalm 83, does it say in that day.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
And
so
that's our big key, you know.
That's the key.
For end time prophecy is it's in that day.
In that day is always referring to what, John? What does in that day mean?
That means the day of the Lord. That means it would be the seventh millennium.
Okay.
Correct? The beginning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which includes the very beginning, the 7-year tribulation, and then the remaining 993 years.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the amazing thing about this, and I don't think anyone's really paid attention here, but when you look and see the enemies now that we just talked about, that when Israel wins, they will increase their borders to include all these, where these enemies are now, including Jordan. And I believe the area up till the Nile River in Egypt.
Yes.
That is exactly the area that Abraham was promised by God in Genesis 15:18 that he would have.
And they've never really, Israel has never really had all that land. In Solomon, they had close to all that territory that was originally promised to Abraham.
Right.
But I think this time they will.
Absolutely. I know it's going to happen. And so then what's going to happen? They're going to have all this extra land. And what do you think?
Well, I think they're going to have different neighbors.
Yeah, the Jews will be coming home too, don't you think?
There'll be a lot. Yeah, there could be. That could be. I never thought of that.
Yeah. Actually, there are many Jews that are still going back to Israel, even with all their troubles. Because the economy in the whole world is going down the tubes.
That's true.
Israel, I understand, is one of the best economies in the world today.
And God is blessing them, and it is a fulfillment of prophecy that they're in the land and that they have planted the deserts and made the deserts bloom, and they've made their economy bloom. That's attractive. But I think for Jewish people, I think another attraction is they feel a longing deep in their soul to be there.
Of course, God's putting it there.
Yes.
But with more land, and then they see what Israel just did, they're going to have the confidence of knowing they can go back there. And when we read in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it says that now the today's distant neighbors will be their closer neighbors because of the borders expanding. And, of course, the walls won't be there anymore because they'll have expanded borders.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Ezekiel 38 says we're going to go up a land that has no unwalled villages, it never made sense to me until I realized that, Psalm 83 gives them expanded borders and those walls will be way inside of Israel.
Yes. Yes.
So it makes so much sense. And I just want to mention one more thing. There is a guy, and he is a converted Muslim to Christianity. His name is Youssef, and he actually is the son of the Hamas leader. And he saw things that nobody would ever want to see, not just abuse of power, but torture and death. And he also witnessed behind-the-scenes dealings with, like, top Middle Eastern leaders who make the headlines around the world, even still today. And he was trusted by the highest levels of Hamas leadership. However, of course, now he fears for his life. He's a dedicated Christian and really is. But at one time, he worked alongside his father in the West Bank near Ramallah while secretly embracing the Christian faith in 1996. And at the age of 18, while at an Israeli detention facility, he got saved. And then he started helping Israel. And it's amazing because he right now wants to help America. He wants to give America insights into the workings of these terrorist groups, okay, because he says they're here. And he says, we're not doing enough. He said that he just wants to help. But what do we do? Our administration says, oh, no, we're probably going to deport him. We really can't use his services.
You would think we would want him here for
his input. So I don't understand. It's baffling my mind what's happening, but yet
Well, there's someone you can pray for there, Masab Hassan Youssef.
Yes, yes, definitely do
that. A convert.
That.
And, you know, if he's an Ishmaelite, which means he is related to Abraham, and he should be, they're a natural for getting saved.
Right.
They should be.
Ooh. Amen.
Amen.
So I know the show was a lot of newsy stuff today, and next week we'll do a little more detailed Bible verse-by-verse stuff because we need to do that. But there's just so much happening, and please watch your news and pay attention and know what's going on, and make sure you watch a Fair and Balanced news show, too, because otherwise you're...
That sounded like a plug to me.
Well, pay attention. Okay. That's the main thing, what's going on, because the more you do, the more excited you will get, and that'll make you a better witness.
Yes.
We need to have that excitement to tell others he's coming back soon. Things are happening. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right under our eyes. We are blessed to live during this time, to be this generation. Don't
and Jesus is still saving people, even though you might think that if you witness, you won't be listened to. I hear every day at least someone that comes to the Lord. So
I know. Amen. Still saving souls.
He's still saving souls.
Amen.
Amen. Well, okay. If you're listening today and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart personally, repent now for your sins and then do it right now before it's too late. Study your scriptures and while you still can, and turn to your Messiah and he will give you light. And any and all your donations are extremely important. And to this
they sure are.
To this great Roots Ministry, please consider being a partner in this endeavor. And use PayPal or send your donations to P.O. Box 513 Burton 44021. We'll leave you with the Aaronic blessing. Yevrecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha.
Beautiful Hebrew. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Till next week, Sha'alu Shalom.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.
Hey, radio listeners, have you tried the Arbonne products yet? Arbonne offers premium quality beauty, health, and wellness products with targeted results. They employ consumer and clinical testing to reinforce their research and ensure their proprietary formulas deliver unparalleled performance. Nicole Marus is a Cleveland representative of these all-natural and non-toxic products who will give you a free consultation on proper maintenance of your particular skin type, along with free samples for you to try. Nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So be sure to give Nicole a call at 440-840-2176. You might also ask her how you can earn some extra money as well. Once again, that's 440-840-2176. And tell Nicole you heard about her on WHKWRadio.com.